Are you a dog person? I'm Joseph. This is Input English. You might be asked by someone whether you're a dog person. It might sound odd. If you hear that question, you may be in the wonderful world of small talk. All around the world, people are faced with the same problem, that is, talking to people or interacting with people who they don't know very well. So most societies engage in some degree of small talk. That is, light discussions of unimportant topics which are not controversial. The topics selected usually do not create conflict. Topics include the weather, sports, current events, music and entertainment, and of course, pets. In the United States, household pets are super common. It is estimated that about 2/3 of households include a pet. The most common household pet that you will find in the United States is a dog. It is estimated that about 45% of households in the U.S. include a dog. So why would you want a dog? Well, people like dogs. People like the companionship of dogs. People and families are very fond of their dogs as pets. Are there other benefits of having a dog? There are. In the 21st century, it was determined based on research that having a dog in the household provided significant health benefits, particularly to growing children. Studies have shown that children who grow up in a household, including a dog, have a lower probability of developing diabetes later in life. Studies have also shown that children growing up in a household with a dog have a lower probability of chronic disease, specifically allergies and asthma. I was discussing these research findings with a friend of ours who went online and did a deeper dive. He already had one dog and wanted to understand the dynamics a little better. It was a few months later I noticed that he had a second dog. So I said, "So why did you get a second dog?" And he said, "Well, the health of my children is so important, I can't trust it to one dog." I'm quoting him. So if there is this health benefit having a dog, how does it occur? What is the mechanism? The best evidence we have is that it is related to the human microbiome. There's a word. We have a lot of germs living on us and inside our gastrointestinal tract. Our digestive tract has trillions of bacteria, fungi, archaea, and viruses. Trillions. This microbiome is a collection of microbial life that we all have. We could consider it a colony of microbes living in our GI tract. And experts on this topic suggest that the health benefits are related to biodiversity of the microbiome. It has been observed that chronically ill people don't have as many different kinds of organisms in their GI tract. But healthy people tend to have a lot of diversity of these organisms. So it has been assumed, based on available evidence, that the benefit of having a dog in the household where children are growing up has to do with fostering biodiversity in the GI tract of these children. Are there any downsides of having a dog in the household? They're not a lot. Each dog has their own temperament, their own personality, and some dogs are very gentle and good with children. Other dogs, for whatever reason, may have a tendency to bite. One of the known downsides of having humans living in proximity with dogs is that occasionally the human gets bitten. That certainly happened to me when I was growing up. We were playing in the neighbor's yard. They had two collie dogs, and we were playing tag football. And for some reason, the older collie dog decided that it was time to bite me in the arm. I was not provoking the dog. I was playing touch football. But the dog came upon me and drew blood on my elbow. It didn't need stitches or anything big. And it wasn't a horribly vicious attack. It was just a dog bite. So if you get asked whether you're a dog person or not, the person is not really asking whether you have a dog. They're asking whether you have an affinity for dogs, whether you like them, whether you choose dogs. An alternative to being a dog person would be to be a cat person. Are you a cat person? And again, they're asking about affinity. I'm not aware of any specific benefits that cats convey on people other than just the enjoyment of having a cat. There is a definite downside, and that is cats can carry a parasite called toxoplasmosis. For most of us, that doesn't represent a big risk, but for pregnant women, it can be a major risk. And so it is common for doctors to recommend that pregnant women stay away from cats, and in particular, stay away from litter boxes. So according to statistics, the number one household pet in the United States is a dog. Number two is a cat. And then the question is, what's number three? I was surprised by this. Fish. A fish bowl or a fish tank with some sort of fish, a goldfish, tropical fish, come in at number three. Number four is a catch-all group of small animals. Hamsters, mice, guinea pigs. After small animals, we find birds. Birds in a bird cage. That's fairly common. But it's only about 10% of the household pets. After birds, things get much less common. Reptiles, horses, and exotics. Now, the trouble with exotics is they may not be a good choice. People may have an affinity to having an exotic pet, but it may not be legal where they live, and it may not be a good choice. Now, I don't sit in judgment of these folks, but there are lots of reports of people who get into difficulties because they have exotic pets. So of all these animals, which are likely to be brought up in small talk in the form of the question, are you a dog person? Are you a cat person? The only one that comes to mind in addition to dogs and cats is the horse. Are you a horse person? You could get asked that question. When I was growing up, once we had a yard big enough, we did get a dog. I made a video about that. That turned out to not be the greatest animal we ever had. Throughout my childhood and upbringing, we had a number of dogs. My parents decided that it was probably better for them to adopt a mixed breed from the animal shelter as opposed to trying to buy a purebred animal. Looking back at the various dogs we had over the years, the mixed breed dogs were by far the best. Usually one refers to a mixed breed dog as a mutt. We had a bunch of mutts, and they were great. What about cats? Well, I never had a cat when I was growing up. For some reason, my parents had zero interest in having a cat, so we didn't have one. However, my wife could be construed as a cat person. Over the years before we got together, she tended to live in an apartment, and she decided that having a cat would be just the right thing for her. So she had a series of cats. When we lived on the ranch in the Central Valley, my wife arranged to have her cat sent to her on the airlines from the East Coast. She had a cat and had left that cat with a roommate on the East Coast when she moved to California. Once we were on the ranch, she thought that was a great opportunity to get her cat back. So she spent some money and arranged that her old roommate put that cat in a crate and ship it on the airline so that she could have her cat back. It worked. It cost a couple $100 to do that, and the cat lived with us for a number of years. Over the years that we lived on that ranch, we had a lot of cats, but they were all free-range cats. They were not in the house very much. We referred to them as mousers. We construed that having a couple of cats in the yard around the house would decrease the number of mice around our house and thus in our house. That seemed to be the way it worked. When I was a young kid, we had fish tanks and tropical fish, but looking back, the fish don't really interact with humans the way a dog does. They were fun to look at, but I can't say that we had much real interaction other than the times we sprinkled the food on the top of the water so that they could eat. In college, I kept snakes in the dormitory, but again, we observed that the snake didn't really interact with us in the way we would expect a pet to interact with the owner. So am I a dog person? Well, of sorts. I like dogs. We don't have a dog because the other side of having an animal, like a dog or a cat, is the responsibility. So based on our circumstances and the travel we like to do, having a dog doesn't seem to be a good choice for us at this stage. But you never know. That can change. I invite comments below. And if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.